an army. We have a Hulk.
Hello and welcome to episode 39 of We Have a Hulk Pod. I'm Nicola.
I'm Chris.
And in this episode, we'll be talking all things World Comic Con.
World Comic Con.
And also a little bit of some news.
News.
Yes. So we went to World Comic Con last Sunday.
Yep.
So it was the 5th and 6th November at Wrexham University.
Yep. And we'd gone to a party the night before.
Yes.
Fireworks party.
You were a little bit hungover.
I was a little bit hungover.
Very grumpy.
Yes. And it was cold. It was like the first day where it was really cold.
So moody. I wouldn't do any interviews.
I don't want you to do that.
So we've got 4 interviews coming up for you after we talk rubbish. So we interviewed Mark Eddy, who was Robert Baratheon from Game of Thrones. He was a good guy, wasn't he? Tom, who played Jaqen H'ghar from Game of Thrones.
Yep.
He was really hilarious, actually. So he did the whole interview as Jaqen H'ghar.
Yeah.
So that was... I didn't quite know how to take it, but yeah, it was quite funny.
Yeah.
Also, Matt Ryan, who played John Constantine from Constantine, which is one of your favourites.
Yeah, yeah, I really like that show. It's a shame it got cancelled.
Yeah, real shame. CW, what are you doing? Yeah. Why take Supergirl when they don't even renew Constantine?
Yeah, I think it's just more mainstream, isn't it? It probably gets more viewers overall.
Yeah, and Jimmy Akinbola, who was Barry Ryder in season 4 of Arrow, and you know, he was really cool to interview as well.
Okay,
some good interviews coming up. So what did you think of the Comic Con?
Well, apart from having a headache and being quite cold and having to keep going outside and put a coat on and then go to the other place and put a coat on, I thought it was quite good actually. I like it more than the London ones. London ones are just mental. So many people.
Yeah, we went to the MCM London Comic Con it the weekend before? And that was just so busy.
It's just so bland. Yeah. It just feels like cattle kind of.
I mean, trying to get in there, it took like, 45 minutes to get in there alone? Which was, I liked it. It was good. The panels were great. We saw a humans panel. Yeah, that was good. But yeah, no, it's just too many people, I think.
It's just a lot. And we went to that one a few years ago, didn't we? Which just made me not want to ever go to one ever again. Which one was that?
That wasn't an MTM one. That was London Film and Comic Con.
Okay.
Not MCM.
Yeah. It was in a place where it was just, they hadn't put the aircon on. It was a really hot day and it was boiling and there were so many people in this room and everyone was like, it was wall-to-wall people, wasn't it? It was like snail pace walking along.
Anyway, positives.
Anyway.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. It felt a lot more sort of, intimate. You could actually talk to them. They were really friendly. They were kind of walking around with you. Had Mr. Motivator. Yeah. It was amazing.
I tried to take a picture. It might have been a bit blurry.
A little bit. You're like, oh, sneaky picture. The panels were great. So we went to 3 panels. We saw the Arrow panel, Game of Thrones, and Buffy. So what did you think of the panels?
I really enjoyed the panels. Yeah, it was set up well.
Yeah. I love their sofa. Yeah. It was really cool.
And the audio was good and everything.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Sometimes it's quite hard to hear. For being in a university.
Yeah. I didn't expect that. I don't know if this is really bad, but I didn't expect that from Wales.
Oh!
Sorry.
Just because you come from London.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a horrible thing. No, it was really good. I really liked it. But yes, I couldn't really enjoy it because I had...
So the panels are sort of more Q&A. So there were the audience asking them questions.
Yeah.
So in the Arrow panel, we had Matt Ryan, Jimmy Akinbola, and we had Manny Bennett, who it was a shame because he arrived, I think, about an hour and a half late. So we couldn't get in to talk to him because he had like a backlog of like signings and photographs and stuff. So that was a bit of a shame, but he seemed like an awesome guy. He had this really funny jumper on and I was like, Deathstroke's wearing like a Christmas jumper sort of thing.
I love the way he came onto the stage because he was a bit late on stage as well because he needed to pee, didn't he?
Yeah.
And when he came on, he was like brushing.
He had a broom and he was brushing away. So that was a really good panel. I think they spoke about, well, obviously someone asked him whether he's going to appear on the 100th episode of Arrow, because it's going to be like a special. Stephen Amell like posted on social media a picture of him and Deathstroke sitting on a bench. So everyone was like, oh, so is it going to be you playing him? And he was basically saying, if I tell you, I have to kill you. Sort of thing. And he said, if it's going to happen, then it's going to happen. So he couldn't quite say. So yeah, that's definitely, we can't really report that one.
Yes, that's something you can't take away from this.
No, unfortunately. But no, he seemed really funny. He was telling all his adventures of Wales and how he drove around this ring road the wrong way. And he stops like halfway to go down and take a picture of like this, I don't know what, a lighthouse or I don't know, something. And he went back up to get in his car, and then this ranger came over and was like, what are you doing? And and they were saying, it was funny, you wouldn't really argue with the guy who played Deathstroke, would you?
Yeah, no, he was making a point that if he had looked like if he had been all dressed up and stuff, he would probably wouldn't have argued. What else? He mentioned something else about that.
Yeah, he mentioned how he was a bit disappointed in the way they portrayed Deathstroke, because he wanted it more to go down the route where Teen Titans killed Deathstroke's son, and he wanted it more to go down that route rather than the Murakai, you know, turning him crazy.
Okay.
So I don't think he was too pleased with the way they... But anyway, he said if he ever came back, that's the way he wanted it to kind of go.
Sure.
They also talked about what character they'd like to play in the CW, other than the character to the plane.
Yeah.
And the guy who played Constantine, Matt Ryan, piped up Supergirl. Yeah. Not to mention that Superman was briefly in Supergirl, so he could have said Superman, but he decided to go Supergirl.
I respect that. That's a bold choice. That's good.
Yeah, so that was quite funny. And then there was the Game of Thrones panel, and there were four of them.
Yes.
There was the guy who played Barristan Selmy, I think that's his name. One of the guys who, I don't know, he was like...
What were they called? That was something undead.
He could like clones of himself, didn't
walking
he?
Walking Undead or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
That's Walking Dead. That's something else.
And then there was Jack and Hagar. And also the guy who played Pip from The Night's Watch. Yeah, not many questions from that one, really, was there?
Can't remember any questions. Something about how they died or something.
Mm.
Were they happy with their deaths kind of thing or something like that. And some other questions. Things happened.
Yeah. So the guy who played Ser Barristan Selmy really wasn't happy with how he died, because I think he was a fan of the books, and he was saying he died in basically a back alley.
Yeah, he said at first he was quite happy with how he died
because he seemed quite noble for a cause and stuff, and
he realised someone pointed out to him that he died in the back alley. And then he's not happy with it.
No.
Jack and Hagar guy.
He's the only one left in it who was in the panel, isn't he?
Yeah. And he's convinced he's gonna win.
Yeah.
Tom thinks he's gonna win Game of Thrones.
Kind of see that happening. I
could kind of see that. Yeah, I like the idea. He kind of mentioned, didn't he? He was like, it's going to be someone sitting on the throne at the end, and then he's just going to pull the face off, and it's going to be him underneath. Yeah. I could probably see that being Arya.
Yeah.
More than him.
I mean, I think one of the questions was, who do you want to see, or who do you think is going to be on the Iron Throne? And I think a lot of them did say Arya.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, quite a popular one.
But, I mean, we already kind of worked out that it's a retrospective, it's written as a retrospective kind of thing, isn't it?
Right.
Because we kind of worked out that at the end, it's just going to be someone reading, a maester reading from a book.
Okay.
Didn't we? We talked about that. I mean, I don't know if that's how it's going to go, but it seems like it will be. So, in that case, is there still someone on the throne, or is it just sort of completely historical?
Mm.
Who knows?
No idea.
Who knows?
And then we had the Buffy panel, which was completely rammed. So popular, wasn't it?
It's crazy. I didn't expect that. Because the other ones are pretty popular shows.
Yeah,
and then
they're
modern. I would have thought things that are currently airing would get more interest, but I guess not.
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's quite retro, isn't it? That's kind of the theme at the moment, I guess.
People still go through and watch old Buffy shows?
My sister's. Okay. She's got Buffy and Angel box sets.
Yeah.
I think it's just because you weren't as huge a fan as some were.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, if it was Firefly or something, I could imagine it being really grand. That's probably more my kind of cup of tea, perhaps. But it was good.
It was good. Yeah, there was Buffy's mum, who didn't really... Although she did say something quite funny. Oh, she found out she died, but she didn't tell anyone for like a year. It's quite surprising.
Yeah, she was like, Joss, I've got to go on holiday.
Yeah, she wants to go to Italy.
You're kind of back, right? And she was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, good, because I need to kill you off.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. And then you had James Masters, who was Spike, possibly one of the most favourite characters in Buffy.
It's fair to say.
And then you had Nicholas Brendon as Xander.
Yeah, he was cool as well.
He was, yeah, those two together were just so funny. Yeah, I mean, funny. I think there was a question saying, you know, if you could go back and change something, what would it be? And I can't remember which one of the two said it, but they were like, oh, how about if Spike and Xander were like gay couple? They were like acting out. Yeah. It's quite funny.
It's funny how these actors now, they're doing different things, but they'll forever be Spike and Xander.
Yeah, they will.
It's kind of like, are they happy? They're okay with that.
True.
That they are known worldwide as these fictional characters.
Mm. I suppose because you're in that role for so long that it kind of sticks with you. I mean, I think when Game of Thrones ends, the actress who plays Daenerys is always going to be Daenerys.
Yeah.
Because the other film she's been in, I haven't particularly liked. So.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah.
And
I mean, that's probably the same for all of them because they're all really good fit in the roles.
Yeah, that's true.
So Tyrion's going to be remembered as
Tyrion. Yeah. But yeah, we found out quite a few interesting things about Buffy. We found out that Nicholas Brendon stunt double was actually his twin.
Do you remember
that year? And then he told the story of how he was doing a stunt and his he was in his trailer and then he had a knock on the door and they were like, your brother? And he's like, yeah. And he's like,
he's okay. And yeah, if someone tells you he's okay straight off the bat, you know something's happened.
Yeah. Right? So apparently, was it dislocated his shoulder? And it was like his arm was
way out the back.
Yeah.
His shoulder was way out the back of his.
Like, oh, so because obviously it's going to take so long to heal, they fired him?
Like, yeah. Ouch. He had to call him up and be like, don't be dicks, come on. Don't fire him.
We also found out that James Masters did a load of his own stunts.
Yep.
For it. And he was explaining how he dropped off. Well, there was an episode where they all had amnesia.
Mm.
And he was saying how he was envious of all the other cast because they just kind of woke up in their chairs like, oh. But he had to wake up and fall off of a building. Yeah. And they filmed it how he kind of, he rolled off and the camera was kind of right underneath. So he had to position.
Avoid the camera.
Yeah.
A few inches away from smashing into a camera and actually quite hurting himself. Yeah.
But yeah, no, they all had some sort of injuries from their time.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think that's the case anymore.
No.
There's probably a lot more health and safety nowadays. But I can imagine back then it was just okay to just improvise your own stunts and risk serious injury. Which is crazy.
Definitely crazy. But yeah, no, I love that panel. That was great. James Masters, I think he mentioned something about he's doing a gaming video or something.
Yeah, he says he's a gamer.
Yeah.
PS4.
Mm. Because someone asked him, what was your favourite and like retro game or something? Yeah. And he's like, no!
No, I don't like retro crap.
Yeah.
I am a futurist. I like the next thing that's coming out, not anything else.
Yeah. Basically. So I think that's something I'd definitely try and check out.
Yeah, I'm
Vidiots, into that. I think it's called.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's interesting. But yeah, overall, what were your impressions of, well, positive?
Positives. Yeah, I liked, it was nice and...
Homely?
Homely.
Is that the right word?
No. Yeah.
Intimate.
It was intimate.
Yes.
And it was, there was still a lot of people there.
Yeah.
But it was more intimate and I liked that we had press passes. That was cool.
The power. I just thought it was a bit awkward. I don't know if any of you guys listening have actually done interviews at Comic Cons. But for this one, you had to kind of queue up with the fans and then ask them if it was okay to interview them. And I found that a little bit awkward.
Yeah, I didn't seem to be. I didn't notice any other press people. I noticed a few VIPs. But I didn't notice many press passes. So I guess if there's a lot of press going, they'll set up a room and like do a certain time where everyone goes around and does interviews and things.
Mm.
But yeah, we kind of had to wing it, didn't we? We were probably doing something wrong there, but you know.
We'll see. But yeah, here you go. Here's all the interviews and I hope you enjoy them.
Hello, Mark Addy. So if anyone doesn't know who you are, if you could just let us know what you've been in. And so obviously Game of Thrones is the big one.
Yes, I was King Robert in Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Oh, it's tricky. I've done all sorts. A lot of people know me from the Full Monty, about 20 odd years ago. Yeah, those are the two that people know the most.
Yeah, so how much did you enjoy playing Robert Baratheon?
Oh, it was great because in a way the nice thing about it was there wasn't any pressure on us shooting it shooting the pilot and shooting the first series, because nobody had any expectations. So people didn't know the books really well, certainly not in the UK. So it was, you had a blank canvas, if you like. You can create the character that you want to create. But the books are so well written. You've got all the information you need to play the part. So it was great. But it was a lot of fun as well.
Yeah. I bet you were gutted when you killed off in the first series.
Well, I knew it was going to happen because I've read
Did they tell you straight away?
The book. So yeah, it wasn't a surprise. So yeah, but you know, it's one of those until the throne is free, the game can't really commence. So.
True. Most importantly, do you think Gendry is still rowing, or is he coming back? Or
you're asking the wrong man. I don't know. You'd have to ask David or Dan, and they wouldn't give you the right answer, I'm sure. Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see.
True. So, how much fun was it on set then?
It was hard work, you know, because you're in heavy costumes and armor and all kinds of. But you know, we did manage to have a good time and a laugh as well. So that's not always the case, but it was on that.
So, who do you want to win the Iron Throne? But who do you think is going to win the Iron Throne?
It's a tricky. I think I'd like to see what kind of a fist Tyrion would make of it, because think he would do a surprisingly good job.
True. Do you still watch in the show?
I'm not completely up to date. I'm behind, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay.
I'm
right.
Season 3, book 4. So I'm
sort of.
I keep going. Flitting between the two.
Yeah.
But I'll get there eventually.
Yeah. So to date, what's been your favourite role so far, do you think?
Tricky, because they're all, you know, they're different jobs are good for different reasons. You know, sometimes it's because of the script or the character or that it's hard to, you know, sometimes it's just the location that you're in for. So it's a tough one to. Robert's probably one that has been he's been incredibly successful for me, which is so
that,
you know, that's nice.
You like
from,
that one.
In terms of having a response from an audience, I would say he's probably the most successful character.
So last one, you starred in one of my favourite films, A Knight's Tale.
Oh yeah.
How was that, and how was it working with Heath Ledger?
It was great. I mean, he was 23, I think, at the time, and. You know, he had a lot of other things that he wanted to do other than acting. He was a photographer and played music and, you know, a whole range of things that he was interested in. And we just had a... See, that was another great job. We were 5 months in Prague in the Czech Republic.
Oh, nice.
And it was great. It was a really, really nice group that we were with and... we had some good laughs and great writer-director, Brian Helgeland, genius. So, you know, all in all, that was a cracking job. There's so too many good jobs that I've been involved in. But it was a cool.
So last one, what are you working on, anything currently, or are you going to be in the future?
I'm doing a play next year at Hull, starting in January with them. It's a co-production between Hull Truck and the RSC, and it's a new Richard Bean farce about the English Civil War. So
something to look forward
that'll
to.
That'll be so I'm looking forward to that. Be a good one.
That's all right. Thank you very much for
You're
talking
welcome.
To us.
Cheers.
So hello, Matt Ryan from Constantine. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah.
Good. So how much did you enjoy playing John Constantine?
Oh, I love playing John, yeah. He's such a three-dimensional, crazy character with you know, with so many demons, but also quick-witted, and it was just a real treat, real joy to play.
So how hard was the accent, because obviously you're Welsh?
Well, I only decided the day before we started shooting that I was going to give him a northern twang. Before that he was going to be from London, but it just didn't feel right. So then I decided to kind of, you know, give him a little bit of kind of Liverpudlian, but not too much, because, you know, I think American audiences, kind of, that would have been a little bit difficult. So I wanted to kind of make him, and he was well-travelled as well, so I kind of, like, just put him up there in the northern part of England, you know. And, it was kind of fun to do that, and it came quite naturally.
Very cool. So did anything spooky happen on set at all?
Well, we were filming one episode, episode 8 and 9, and one of the crew one of the crew came in and told me that there was actually a gravestone in the graveyard we were shooting in that said Constantine on it. Oh. So I went over and I sat next to the gravestone and had a picture taken of me smoking a cigarette next to it. And that, and it was actually the a family of Constantines.
Yeah.
There was about five of them. And that was kind of freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So do you think the CW should pick up Constantine?
I don't know. What do you think?
I definitely think they should, yeah.
You should tell them.
Well, they picked up Supergirl, so yeah definitely. Hmm. So did you enjoy playing, being on Arrow?
Yes, I did. Everyone was wonderful and great, and Stephen Amell's great. They welcomed me with open arms, and it was really good fun.
Are you watching any CW shows at all?
I've been really busy, so I haven't had a chance to watch any TV, yeah.
So what are you currently working on?
I've just finished doing a TV show called The Halcyon.
Okay.
Which will be on ITV next year. Look out for it. It's a period drama set in the 1940s, around about the time of the Blitz, and I play an American broadcast journalist who's loosely based on the legend broadcaster Edward R. Murrow.
Interesting. Yeah. So is that going to be good one to watch out for?
Yeah, it's an 8-part drama, and I've seen the first episode, and it's looking really good. We've got a great cast and great writers, and I think it's going to be really good.
Awesome. Right. So when you did your incantations on Constantine, were they ad lib or did you actually have to learn
them?
No,
they were all from proper exorcists.
Wow.
Exorcists. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is so kind of freaky.
Yeah. Yeah. How long did that take to learn?
I used to have an earwig sometimes. I've stolen it. Yeah. No, they were real. They were real.
Oh,
but
wow.
Sometimes it was so hard to learn that I had to have an earwig where I would have language and dialect people kind of speak it to me in my ear because I didn't have the time to learn it properly.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks.
Hi, so welcome Tom, aka Jacqueline Hooker from Game of Thrones. How are you doing today?
A man is doing fine.
Okay. Right, so why do you think Jacqueline picked Arya to train?
Well, a man has no idea. A man thinks she's a very clever girl, and he sees a lot of potential in her. And and so far it's worked out well.
Okay, interesting. Are you going to be appearing in the next season? Can you tell us?
A man could tell you that, but then he'd have to kill you.
Oh, okay, nice. I don't know whether that's worth it. Right. So, do you think Jacqueline was disappointed when Arya left the training, or he did look? He did kind of have a smile.
The faceless men in general are not biased, so. It's all the same to the many-faced god,
right.
So it's all the same to me.
Fair enough. Do you have any plans to take the Iron Throne?
I'm convinced that a man is going to sit on the Iron Throne in the end. One way or another.
Right. Are you sad about the wave at all?
A man doesn't know sadness.
who do you want to take the Iron Throne?
As I said, it's going to be me, one way or another.
Fair enough. Right, so how much fun was it on set?
It was very sad, very boring. No, of course not. It's a great show, and a man enjoyed every single scene and day of filming.
Right, that's great. Did you read the books beforehand? Or?
A man doesn't know how to read.
That's great. Thank you very much for that. Cheers. So, were you a fan of Arrow before you joined the show?
Yes, I was. I remember I used to watch Smallville back in the day.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I stopped watching that. And then one of my best friends said, you should watch Arrow. I was like, no, I'm done with that stuff. I started watching it and I was like, oh my God, you're right. And then I didn't watch. I watched the first couple of episodes and then I got an audition for Damien Dark. I almost got that part.
Oh, wow.
I got penciled to play Damien, and then I had the weekend, and they let me know on Monday that they've gone with somebody older.
Oh.
And, you know, so I was like, fair enough. And but I continued to watch the show, and then I auditioned again 4 months later, and then I got Baron Ryder. And when I got that part, I was probably into season 2. Or end of season 1, and then I watched all the episodes before I started filming, so I was completely up to date. It was a joy to be part of a show that you're a fan of and that you love.
Okay, so you're a fan of playing a villain then?
Yes, loved it. I mean, one of my favorite characters was Slade Wilson, you know, Deathstroke. I loved my favorite season was when Moira. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
Was killed, and I just thought I loved what Manu brought to the character. I thought he pushed the barriers of the show, made it darker, harder. I think he raised the game of Stephen Amell's character, the Arrow. I thought it was really good. The writing was brilliant, and so when I got Baron, I was not trying to replace Manu, but I was inspired by that in some way. I wanted to make him harder than the British villain that was in the flashbacks before. I liked what he did, but I just didn't feel like he was as strong. I just felt like without his without Shadow's father, he could have been taken down so easily.
Yeah.
So I went to create a character that was physically imposing, you know, that had the heaviness, the darkness that Deathstroke had, but actually was different as well, was more calculated, a bit of a thinker. And, you know, and it's nice to know from the fans that, you know, that resonated with them and that came across.
Yeah. Okay, so what was it like on set?
On set was lovely. I mean, I started in Vancouver and it was in the summer.
Yeah.
So I remember arriving, like, in shorts and flip-flops. And I arrived in Carrot, like, I always arrived in an American accent. You know, I think quite a few of them don't know I'm British, I don't think,
really?
You know. So I stayed in it throughout the whole 9 months. It was fun because all my scenes was with Stephen, Alicia, or Ryan, who played Conklin. And so it was like, sometimes it felt like I was doing a mini play because I didn't get to meet, you know, the Diggles and all the other characters. We might have passed each other, you know, on the lot, you know, coming out of each other's trailers. But in terms of working together, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But for me, what I love about Arrow is that it's a well-oiled machine. Everyone's friendly. It's like a family vibe, a bit like Holby City. Everybody knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And so for me, I felt welcomed. And I felt like I was able to bring a part of me, what I do with my work and my characters. And then it was nice that each episode, I just felt the writers were enjoying what I was doing and giving me more and more. And then I ended up with a beautiful storyline, a beautiful arc. I also think it's not completed, you know? Whether, I feel like you never saw the Baron's body and he could, you know, pop up any time.
And so you come back, would you?
Oh, totally, yeah. I feel like there's unfinished business. I feel like he could turn up in the real world.
Yeah.
I think, you know, who knows if the flashpoint might have an effect on what might happen to him. I think it'd be great if he turned up in the real world as a Brit, you know?
be
like myself. So I do think so. And I think the way they write, the writers' room and the producers, you know, Mark Guggenheim, Wendy, and also casting director David Rappaport, I'm sure if there's an opportunity to bring me back, they will.
Yeah.
You know, I was always in their minds after, you know, getting close to Damon Dark. And so in acting, you never know. You might not get a part, but you never know what else they're thinking about in the future. It's just about when the right part comes for you, you know? And for me, it did. And now I'm part of the DC comic, you know, universe.
It's very exciting. So what did you think of Alicia T? Were you a fan or?
You know what? I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Yeah, like... Because I didn't really know what was going on, you know, in terms of, I'll call it the beef. But I'm a fan of both, you know, and I just think, you know, it's quite interesting. It's almost created its own world outside of the show. And I don't really get involved. I like them both. But my favorite character is Emily, Emily Burt's character, because what she does with the dialogue that she has is amazing. She's able to, you know, do comedy and drama in like two sentences with technical jargon. She's also, her story, not many people know this, is that she was only in that show, supposed to be in it for a couple of eps, and she was a side character. If you rewatch season one, she was just a bit character. But every scene or two scenes she had, the first couple of episodes, she just stole and she, you know, smacked the butt off of them. And then she was getting more and more and more. And so that's the producers and the writers going, who is this chick? She is like, she's killing it. She is amazing. And as an actor, I saw that straight away. Didn't know where it was going because I was a couple of seasons behind when I started watching it. And I was like, I'm not surprised that they made her the leading woman. So, you know, and I love Kate as well, but I just feel, not just in terms of an actor, I feel like it was a natural progression. What Emily did was own this character and make it hers. And she deserves to be one of the central female characters.
Just one last question. Are you watching any of the other CW shows?
I've watched a couple of the first couple of Arrow of Flash,
yeah.
And then I've got Legends I need to do. And yeah, I've got a couple of friends in that, and I need to watch Supergirl as well, because I know David Harewood is in that. So I'm a bit behind on the others, just because I'm a bit like, I got so engrossed in Arrow, you know? And so yeah, I've got a bit of catching up to do.
Yeah, I loved it in the panel that you're in. Matt said he wants to be Supergirl out of all the...
Yeah, no, that is funny. No, that is funny. I know.
Like, Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, you can't take that back.
But it's all possible. It's all possible.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Today. Bye.
Yeah, well, hope you enjoyed those interviews. But moving on to a bit of boozy news as Chris is drinking his wine. So first of all, last week we had a new Wonder Woman and Lego Batman trailer. Yep. And we've just posted them on YouTube.
Yes.
So if you want to check them out, that's Chris's little baby. So it'll be very overjoyed if you do that. But yeah, so excited for Lego Batman. That looks so good.
It looks great, yeah.
Just love Robin.
Looks fantastic.
Yeah, just fantastic.
And Batman. Probably.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin, and it's both fantastic characters.
Which is surprising coming from your mouth.
yeah, no, for sure. It just, yeah, I feel like that's the way to go. That's the future.
Right there. Yeah. Wonder Woman,
yeah, I'm excited about it. It definitely looks better than some of the previous things we've seen lately. Yep. And so I'm, looking forward to that.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
Cautiously
optimistic, sounds about right, yeah.
And then we got quite a bit of Spider-Man Homecoming news. I don't know whether they had sort of a press day, maybe. But firstly, Tom Holland has confirmed he is contracted to 3 Spider-Man movies and 3 solo movies, which is a weird way to word this, yeah. The news article I was reading has posed that it's maybe 3 Spider-Man cameos and 3 solo movies.
So 3 Spider-Man movies and 3 movies where he's a cameo.
Yeah. So take Avengers, Civil War would be 1 cameo. So thinking he's probably got 2 left, maybe.
Yep.
And then 3 solo films.
Yeah, that's cool. I like to see him in Spider-Man. I haven't really liked any of the Spider-Man so far.
No, I did actually quite enjoy Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yeah, I did quite enjoy that. To be fair,
I don't know why they kind of stopped him after number 2, which was a bit of a shame. But Tom Holland was fab in Civil War, so very much looking forward
to convinced.
That. I'm convinced. And I'm glad that he's actually confirmed that he's got more than 1 movie, which is always a good sign.
Yeah. Although we've seen a lot of Spider-Man.
Yeah, wow. It's always a good character to see.
Yeah.
So, Also, Kevin Feige has finally confirmed Michael Keaton is going to be the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. So there was lots of rumours and nothing was confirmed. And then finally, they have said he's going to be the villain.
Okay.
I mean, he was in Batman, so he's probably quite used to bird characters now.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Zendaya, she has said her character is not a romantic interest to Peter Parker, which is kind of interesting because when she was announced, it was sort of speculated she would be Mary Jane. So she's kind of said nope. So she said her character is not romantic, but it's very dry, awkward, intellectual, and because she's so smart, she just feels like she doesn't need to talk to people, so she comes off very weird. So I'm not sure who she's gonna be.
She sounds cool.
Yeah, quite like the sound of her. Very strange. To be continued.
Yes.
And then we had lots of Stranger Things series 2 news, which is great. We had 3 new cast members. So the Goonies actor Sean Austin, who was also in Lord of the Rings, has been added. He's been cast as Bob Newby, a former nerd who went to school with Joyce Byers, who now runs Hawking local radio show. Number 2, Paul Reiser has been cast as Dr. Owens, who is an official with the Department of Energy tasked with containing the events of Series 1, which is going to be a tough task, I think. And 3, Danish newcomer Linnea Berthelsen has been cast as a mysterious Roman who has a strange connection to the events at the lab. Or maybe her name is Roman. That would make sense, I don't know.
I'm assuming Roman has
arrived. But interesting to add new characters. I think there's already been some other characters added previously to this. One of the new Power Rangers actors is going to be in it as well. And they've also sort of teased the plot of Series 2. So the main overarching plot will be the core cast of characters trying to return to normalcy. but failing, especially when it comes to Will Byers, who was most affected by the Upside Down, and his family.
Well, that follows, because we know what happened to him.
Mm.
No spoilers. It's, yeah, actually, I'm a bit weird. I'm a bit confused about this because I thought this show would lend itself perfectly to the kind of show where each season could be a different...
What, just like a different
story entirely?
Okay.
Even different people.
Different cars.
That'd be kind of cool.
Right.
I guess they've already got something good going, so why mess with it? So true. That makes sense. Yeah, I think they could have done something else, something a bit different. But, yeah.
They've also said there are several new characters who I think are going to be new fan favourites because they're great, great new characters. Interesting. Mm. But we are definitely sticking primarily with our core group and what is different, how they are changed from the experience of last season, and maybe normal is never possible again.
Mm. It'll be interesting to see because they're kind of kids, aren't they? So seeing them grow up and change will be interesting.
Will we ever get justice for Barb? That's just the question.
No one noticed she disappeared.
Well, they did, but they never kind of found her and brought her back, did they? Yeah. Which is a bit sad. And also, spoiler warning, it's been announced that Eleven is coming back and returning.
Okay.
For series 2.
That's interesting.
But I thought she was gone.
Yeah.
Because she took the kind of beastie thing with her, didn't she?
Yeah.
But there was a theory that she was the beast thing. I don't know. It was a bit weird.
I don't think so. Yeah. She opened the path for it to come through, I think. But she wasn't the beast.
No.
But
they released a picture on Twitter of the cast sort of like, you know, on a panel sort of thing, but upside down.
Yeah.
The picture was upside down and then all the text was sort of backwards, which is kind of interesting. But they had Molly Bobby Brown in the panel, so...
Okay.
Kind of saying she was returning.
Okay, so there's going to be, are they still going to be exploring the Upside Down?
I don't know.
Because even that, I mean, even if it's the same characters, it'd be nice to see
a different portal, maybe? Or a different storyline, or...
Different... Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm just way off base here.
Interesting.
I don't know, I don't think I need to see more of that, necessarily.
Mm.
Although I really enjoyed it, so I don't know what I'm saying. But we'll see.
And lastly, Warner Brothers have announced that Young Justice are going to get a third series, which is great because they have this petition on social media, like bring back Young Justice, and they have, which shows the power of people.
People I'm not power. Sure that's always a good thing, though. I mean, sometimes it ruins things, doesn't it? It's like with Heroes. Started off well, and then people sort of started getting their aura in.
That's
and then it ruined. But maybe it would have ruined anyway.
Yeah, but if you look at Firefly, that was cancelled way before it should have been.
It was cancelled before it even had any recognition.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Firefly. It had its run before anyone even realised it existed kind of thing.
Yeah.
It found its audience after running, which is crazy. But yeah, I guess that kind of thing happens.
Hmm. But no, I think that's great. Your friend Tom really enjoys Young Justice, doesn't he? So he's happy.
Sure.
And quite a lot of other people are. Yeah, so that was basically a snapshot of some of the news.
News.
Obviously, we had the terrible news this morning. That Trump is now ruling the world. Funny enough, there was, on Twitter, obviously, there was a load of stuff. But they had, a still from The Simpsons. And they predicted 16 years ago that Trump would win the election. And there is an identical image of Trump in The Simpsons and that. And I'm like, how did they know? Did they make it come true?
It's crazy, isn't it? But, I mean, I just hope he gets his act together and is a little bit sensible. And it could be okay. We might survive it.
Oh, dear.
But, yeah, some of the things he says, I'm just hoping the things he says doesn't kind of correlate with reality.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yes. So, on that bombshell, how can people find our podcast, Chris?
They can find us on Twitter. They can find us on the YouTubes.
Okay.
They can find us on the Podomatics and the Stitchers.
Yeah.
And the iTunes as well.
Well done. So we're also on Facebook and Instagram. And if any of you want to discuss geeky news with us or anything, just
send us an email, which we don't have.
No, we do have an email.
We have an email?
We do.
Where is it?
We
have a hotpod at gmail.com.
Yes.
Where you can send us your discontent with what we say.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. If you have any comments on what we've said, or if we said something wrong, and you want to correct us, send us an email or tweet us at We Have a Hulk Pod.
It's all about, discussion and stuff.
Sure.
We love to hear your opinions.
And my opinions are always wrong, so just ignore
Yeah, just ignore us. Right, so thank you very much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope to see you later.
Bye.